Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk about the drop, as they call it. I just recently came back from a convention, a gaming convention. If you don't know, I'm a gamer, I confess. And I was talking with some friends, and there's definitely this thing, and you can look it up in Urban Dictionary. Be careful when you go on Urban Dictionary, called con drop. And it just made me think, like, when, because it's this idea that you go to something like a convention, it could be a something hobby that you do, or it could be your work, like a photo convention for me. And it's, there's lots of energy going on. There's lots of, you know, it's powerful and you're excited. But then when you get back home, it's kind of like, whew, now I'm back to normal and I have to maybe put these things into action, and stress starts to build up, and it kind of is like this drop effectively. And it just made me think about how true that is, number one. But also, that happens a lot of times with us on just about anything we do creatively. And I'm wondering, you know, I'd love to hear from you guys about how you kind of deal with this. We tend to go, at least it's been my experience with creators that I talk to and myself, that we tend to go in waves, right? We have these like extreme highs and then we drop. Extreme highs and then we drop. Because most of us who do the arts as a job, at least a freelance job, I should say, you do it in bursts, right? You go through seasons, right? When I shot more fashion catalog, there was like catalog seasons. People that did runway, they had the shows. You know, when I lived in Miami, there was a season when things were busy and then it died down. So you definitely have these like highs and lows, and you feast or famine, we used to call it. You have these moments where you're just like working, working, working. And then when you hit the end of it, you have this drop. And this drop is not just because part of it is a relief on some level, I guess, right? That you get to finally take a break. But then part of it gets you going in this mindset of like, well, hold on. Is that the end? Is it going to come back? Like, because you never want to see numbers go down, right? It's like you're always thinking grow, 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 grow. But the reality is that when we work like this, it does come in bursts. I used to say that when I had a job that had regular check, like a paycheck, when I was a creative director at Adorama, for instance, I could make less money doing that and live a more kind of comfortable lifestyle because I knew what my check was every week. It wasn't this thing where you made like a bunch of money and then no money. Because when that happens, it's hard for you to really appreciate and enjoy and feel comfortable in that. So part of being a creator full time is this idea of balancing out so that even though everything goes in waves of highs and lows, you can stay somewhere in the middle, hopefully the high middle, right? So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. I guess I have been talking about what I do. My plan or my idea or my concept of my work is that I'm always on some level working, but I'm also always on some level on vacation, if that makes sense. I try not to look at things like I have 2 weeks a year to go on a trip, or I'm only doing this one con this year, or I'm going to, you know, going away for this holiday weekend and then I'm back to the grind. I'm always trying to incorporate into my regular schedule times that I can have these like enjoyable moments of euphoria of things that I really enjoy. I mean, oftentimes they happen during my job because I'm very lucky like that. But also, they're not condensed to one area. So it's not like you're waiting all year for this and then it's just like explosion and then drop. So it's always something. So maybe once a week, I remember years ago, this is before I got into, well, I mean, I was already doing photography, but I wasn't doing it full time. Right out of college, I got a job working at Reebok. I've probably talked about this before, developing shoes. And what they would do is the designers, I wasn't a designer, I was in the scientific part of the development. But anyways, they would actually take one day a week to do creative things that were outside the job. They would go to museums. They would, you just go on retreats together or sometimes separately, or they would just go do their own thing. And it's funny because some corp jobs would be like, how do we trust that they're going to work? But that's not how they thought about it. They thought about it as, in order to nurture yourself as a creator, you've got to give yourself these moments of like kind of creative joy. And if you're at like a job where it's a little bit more of like a process, and we'll call it a grind for lack of a better word, even if you love it, it can still be draining. So having that like release is great. So they would do that. So that's kind of what I do for myself. And what I recommend people do is that you try to incorporate at least once a week, something in your life that is like a little mini vacation. Do something that you really want to do. Break away, turn your phone off. We talked about this before. Do a thing. It's becoming spring here in New York. You know, that could be for me turning my phone off and going out and hiking. You know, I go out all day hiking. I'm not worried about what, you know, jobs are due, what emails I have to answer, if somebody's texting me right now, because I'm letting myself have that ability to not be so wound up. That way, when, you know, if I do get wound up, I never get super, super, super overly wound. And when I finally get to relax, I don't just explode because I'm too wound up, right? The idea is to let yourself be wound up, right? Doing the work because you want that, right? You want to work to achieve. We're trying to make something awesome. That's what we're doing, right? But then enough time to kind of loosen it. So you tighten, you loosen, right? You tighten, you loosen. You don't just, oh my God, and you blow it out. That's not the way to do it. And that's kind of what happens in these con drops. I did it to myself this year. I really put a lot into this con because kind of I mismanaged my schedule a little bit, to be honest. And I was doing a lot of stuff and I had a lot of expectations. And yeah, the day after I was literally like sitting on a couch, like couldn't move, you know, and it was just this like wash. And it made me think, wow, that wasn't very well managed. And I'm doing another con in August and I'm going to make sure I don't do that. So it can happen. It can happen in work. It can happen in creativity. It can happen in fun. Try to have a measured life whenever possible. We can't control it. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. But if you can find a place that is your center and kind of reach back to that center as often as possible, when you start to drift one way or the other, high or low, you'll know that you're connected to what is a baseline, which should hopefully help you not have these waves that can happen. So I'd love to know what you guys do. Let me know if this makes any sense or your experiences with this. You can check the show notes below. There's ways to reach out to me. One is to send me a message using the Spotify. It's now Spotify for podcasters, I think it's called. Link that's in the description. Better way probably is to go join my Discord server. The Discord server, you can send me a private message. Third way would be to send me an email. The email's in there. And finally, down there, if you check it out, you'll see links to different things I've talked about in the podcast, as well as my Patreon. If you'd like to support the podcast, I appreciate that. Everybody who reached out to help me out with the book, thank you so much. We'll be talking about that more in the future, and I'll talk to you soon.